We born and he happy. So Master, the reason why we are not happy. The source of happiness is within you. You have been seeking outside, all through life. In eating, drinking, enjoying, seeing, feeling, this and that. If you have been drawn from outside, the reason of our body consciousness, you would have own source of light. So Master say, man, body is highest in all creation. We have to be in this case, in man body, to come in contact with that source of all joy, all happiness, all wisdom, which is within you. Now you see we are all identified with the body, through outgoing faculties. Our attention is all identified with it. So much so that we have forgotten ourselves. They say this, rise within you, tap inside. And this is in one and all. And this is the only thing you see, how long this body will continue. 2 days, 2 years, after we have to leave the body. So this is a golden opportunity in which we must find out that source of happiness is within us. That can only be had in you, rise above body consciousness. This is where the Master comes and teaches first thing, to rise above body consciousness. First we draw your attention from all outside, then withdraw your attention from the body below. Where to go? Up. Because the seat of the soul is like the eyes, and at the time of death, the soul leaves the body, it also first reaches the back of the eyes and then transcends. There the water of life is flowing. It's trickling. So they address all men alike. Well, please withdraw your attention from the body below. Go up. That's the way back to light. That's the way back to God. This has been the teaching from all masters. This outward life has been given to you for a short time. Make the best use of it. After all, you have to leave the body. When you have to leave the body, why not leave slowly, now? Leave the body means, leave the body at the time of death. And the dying man, his outer attention withdrawn, any man goes to him, he does not recognize. Then the soul attention will drawn from the body, and the body becomes numb. Eyes are upturned, here it comes. This is what is called spirituality. Oh man, leave this body. Learn to leave this body. After you have to leave this body someday. Sooner or later. You are not a certain man, maybe tomorrow, maybe after leave this room. Maybe that you go to sleep and never rise again. Because death is called the younger sister of death. Death is called the younger sister of death. This is the awareness thing. And moreover, you see, we are attached either to the body or outside, possession, our family, our contacts, our friendships, we are outer enjoyments, when you repeat certain things daily, that becomes habit, and habit turns into nature. You cannot leave it. So this is something to be done. You will say, we have come here to enjoy, and that question comes in every day. But there is no other alternative. This is the thing that you have to do. If you are ignorant about it, then what will happen? How not you to leave? So this attachment grows more and more wire. It is going to be the thing. Leave all desires. Leave all desires. These are desires which attract us also to possessions and everything. Lord Buddha says, be desireless. Ten Guru says, Kamna Behin, be desireless. So desire is the thing which attracts you also to everything. From day to night, hand down, down, you go down. The source of all attachment is outside your desire. I may quote you here. There was Vali Ram, the Prime Minister of Akbar the Great. Vali Ram. He once, it was his custom that when the king did arrive the court, you see, there, all ministers should stand up and what is your silence, would not move, until the king came down and sat down. Vali Ram that day had that coat and major the scorpion. And the king was coming, so he could not move out of respect. That stung one place, then the other, then the third, four times. He was keep quiet. When the king sat down, he said, look here. In obedience to the king, you know this scorpion has bitten so many times, you have not moved. If I take, I am now Prime Minister, I will give so much high position. Only by obedience to the king here, if I be obedient to my Lord, what more I can become? He pulled off the coat, threw it off and ran. Just like the wilderness, he lied down. And the king was very much fond of him, he sent minister to bring him back. With all entreaties he said, no, I have done that service. Now I am taking the service of God, you see. Then the king himself went to Bhagya. He told him, look, Vali Ram, you are my Prime Minister, the most wisest, I respect you and love you. Will you come back? Well, now I have taken another service, higher service than you. So long as I was in your service, I did not care for any indistinct of the copies so many times. Then he said, well, Vali Ram, would you ask for anything you like? And if I like you, get away from this. So when this desire is what binds the outer thing, maybe Prime Minister, maybe King, maybe anything, man wants to have something and for that he has to work like anything, maybe right or wrong. So Master says, you cannot leave this body, outer thing under your desire. You give up desire. Desire we have, but of course, these desires are outside to binding you. If you have desire to know what, to become anything, you become unconcerned. So that's the main source of all these things. And you know what happens? Breathing going on, day and night. And thy days are numbered. Master Sindhi says thy days. Breathing are numbered. It must be finished. Goes in, goes out, goes in, goes out. You are unconscious. You are just absorbed in your outer thoughts. We don't care. We are quite ignorant about this. All the time this life is passing away. time and tide waits for no man that. After all, it is just something pitcher like pitcher full of water. Drop by drop it is pulling out. Then what will happen? One day the pitcher will be all bitter. All water will be out. Similar, the number of breaths, drops of water, you might say, is filled in this one just drop, one by one. We think we are growing old. Truly speaking, we are growing young. The man with only 50 years, if he has passed 10 years, then he is not even 40 years old. 20 years have passed away, then you have only 30 years left. Are you growing older, young? Going down. So first of all, man should have some aim in life, that he mentioned. What is your aim? Man body is the highest aim for a man is to know all. And the time is getting shorter. All you are sitting, I think, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. So 60 years have been passed. You got no short end up to yourself. Have you achieved your purpose? And that purpose is knowing God. Only acting, posing won't do. You are deceiving your own self and deceiving the God within you. Have you read God? Have you seen God? Are you true to Him? If so, that's good. If not, we should be more, we should hurry up. The shorter time remains, we should put in more time so as to be ready before we leave body. We will have to leave body when the time is finished. When the number of living is over, then these are very common things, simple things, no exaggeration, hard facts. You can judge yourself better. Anybody, nobody can judge you. You are the best judge. Are you true to your own self? Are you honest? Have you come in contact with God? These contacts have been given to you as a favor, I tell you. Grace of God. Now we have not earned them. Something has been grow further. Then it will be better. You know the parable of Christ what he gave when it came and gave to somebody 10 talents, some 20 talents, some 30, 40 talents. After some time he came up and inquired the man who had the 30, say, I made 50, that's all right. The other who had 40, 20 years, he said, I made 40. And the last he said, if he gave 5 talents, I have kept them very safe. So what he did, he took away also 5 talents. You follow me, what I say, heart to heart talk. Set aside all your intellect, you see. Hard face what is coming before us. Don't you see that way what I am placing before you? Time every day, every hour, every minute, every second is bringing you closer to the end. Your time has been filtered away and we have not achieved the object. Result will be, we will mount to the earth and will come back. And the cause of binding is only your desire. Desire will not bind. Worldly desires will bring up earth and God's desire will take you in. Whatever is the ruling passion at the end of your life, you will give them there. That's enough. I am not giving you very hard. Bombastic talks, only simple words, what I have come to say. And I think everybody appeals to everybody. I am not telling anything which is not understandable. Don't you think like that? What have we done? We deceive ourselves, that's a pity. Why God does not support us? Because we deceive Him. One, two students went to a seeker after school, went to some sadhu or saint. He simply to test him which is the fittest man of the two, he gave them two pigeons. And told them to kill them in anywhere where nobody sees you. So one was very active, very clever. He went around beside him all and came back in few minutes. The other man, poor fellow, went around from morn till night, did not find any place where nobody could see him. He came back in the evening, master. There's no place where I could kill him. Why? Because first he saw me, he saw him. Then I see him. He said, you said that. Where nobody sees you. You're the fittest man. These are simple things. The only thing required is live up to them. You're MA, a PhD, you're a king or a emperor. No value. You have to leave the body, you'll go where you are attached. Master do come from time to time to take you out of the body first. This is the first lesson, ABC. The more you are attached outside, you can't go out. That is meant only for that purpose. Do you see now? How you develop, how much time you put in, and where you are attached, leave them one by one. And we pass the time, what to say, in nebulous. And all the time, God is calling you from within. Sound principle, music of the spheres coming within you from up. All masters and Tulsi says, sound is coming up from this. I was calling me back. Samastha Vlaya says, out of this temple of the body, I hearing the sound calling me, come on. Jarat me uda menar balbande namila. Ganta bell is ringing wildly. Come back, my children, come back. And you do not listen. This is how master feels. And this evening, you. Light is going to be great to go and sound direct you where to go. There are two ways back to go. Isn't it? So master always says, hey, what is all this about? Why it happened? Because out of desire, unconquered desire, we are oblivious of our own self too. We have forgotten ourselves from this, I mean, forgetfulness taught from where? From this man body. We are having the man body, we are identified with the man body. This is due to that. And we are working from the level of the body. Body is changing, world is changing, we are under a grand delusion. And desires gives us always given up to the outer world. You want that to be the body, yes? Then where are the desires of the outer world? Desire for God is better than the desires of the world. These are very simple lessons given by the Master. Very simple. A child can understand. What to speak of the, those are learned people. But learned people usually forgot all these things in the what you say. intellectual wrestling. That's the main idea. That is why Master have great love for you. Who not the Master who call him, because he is his children. He sends men now and then to bring you back. Oh. So for that what have you to do, you see, now we find. Who can help you in that? A master. Call a violin in that. With competence, he rises up a body conscious at his own will and pleasure. Whenever he likes, he travels into the beyond, he appears to be working in the world, but unattached. The boat is in the water, but the water is not the boat. That is. What does he do? He always says, look here, that God is calling you back. Meaning you are receiving that thing, but you are ignorant, you are attached outside, you are going under delusion, never care for it. So once you have come across this master like that, because we are the children of God, the God has sent him for that very purpose, so he has love for you. He takes pity on us, and what he does always looks after welfare. Once we are come under the, to the feet of the Master, you see, then he has to look after. What he does, he winds up all previous actions, wind up. The word winding up in duty, wind up, to pay off all debts and take you back home. Simply if we keep his commandments, that's the point. And generally your family don't keep his commandments. We simply modify something with it to our own interests or purposes. We deceive our own selves, we deceive the God in us, the Master in us. So always I submit, be true to your own self. You deceive you, the God in you and your own self. So if you give them to you, after all these things have been left to you, outward things. All attachments, all enjoyments, all possessions. If you now begin to give up slowly, and how, when you are given a contract with now power within you, by coming into attachment and living up to the commandments of the Master, you slowly these things will leave you. So, after all, in here we have got no rest. Sometimes, as I told you, outer things have no bliss, no joy in it, only when our attention is what? Absorbed in the outer things, then we feel joy. So long as it remains absorbed, when that is taken away or here, we down from there, we feel unhappy. So if we want permanent peace, joy, then we should come in contact with that power which is unchanging, eternal. God never died. All the things leave you, and He, Master, come to give you contact with Him, with the God in which is power. So this is what He said, baby, slowly leave God. Diary, what does diary mean? Whatever our attachment points of attachment may be to, in any way, leave off one by one. Weed out. And put in time to your meditation. Meditation means withdrawing of intention, attention from all outside, and coming in contact with that power will disturb you. This is what happens. So he sometimes regrets. Master says, this, in this life you are permanent being, permanent jaya. You will enjoy forever. Never be unhappy. He says, what he says, all right, will you kindly go like this? They request for people, for your good. After all, when you come in contact with that God is with special power, which is all jaya, all happiness, all wisdom, all eternal, then you will have the same life. All your miseries of the world, all your outside troubles or disappointments or whatever they will have. The Master's view is only to give you permanent peace in life. That's all. The Master's symbol. Remain where you are, you have got some labels on your body, that makes you. After all religions, all masters whom we follow, they are who are this freedom. We simply learn to die to go by the, what you say, rules and regulations fixed up by us, not losing the spirit of those. So this meditating you will find how much necessity it is. That is how much necessity. This may apply to one and all, including mine, from everybody. Law does not spare anybody. Ignorance of life, no excuse. You say we don't know? No, you want to go. Every moment is passing away. It won't care for you. Time and tide waits for no man. Just consider calmly. This is time afforded to you by God to come to your own self, what is happening with you. In the town you have never dreamt of these things. Is it? No? This is short time as you see. This is golden, my sins is worth more than emeralds and gold and rubies. This is perfect. Forget all your environments so long you are here. And see to the things in their right perspective, what they are, what you are doing. Are you going headlong down into the world to come again and again? Or we are trying to go back? You get help. Master do come up to help you. They give you very first day to the Master to rise above what he calls. And also take care of all your deep karmas of the past to wind them up. It's a very, very honest duty, you see. Soul is bewildered to think of that deed. So it is a great blessing to come to the feet of the Master. Who brings it? God. To whom? Who are yearning for him. The more hungry a man, the quicker he gets. So it is the desire for that with God to you. So desire for God will bring you closer to God. All facilities will be afforded to you to go to God. If you take one step, you take 100 steps to receive you. And if you desire for the world, quite dramatically up if you go down. That's all. Mind that so long as we do not lecture to our own self, no outer lectures will help you. These things you do know, I'm not telling you anything new. Nobody can help you unless you help yourself. So consider calmly what I've placed before you. Intention for God will remain. All others will subside. We are sure to go to God, back, after the only one. Now you do. You see? In Quran, God says, those who remember me, I remember them. You quite take that home to your heart. Continue on that calmness. Nobody can help you until you help yourself. You become the lecturer to your own self. The result will leave you like that, peace for me. And no new things. These are artifacts we are simply being absorbed in other ways, you see. We have looked to the world so fondly, we have not looked to our own self. Unless we look to our own self, how can we know what is our fate, how we are going? We are always looking other, outside, to the other. How do people think of me? That is how to look to ourselves. So from this moment onward, have the sweet members of God. Don't forget. Have put together today. Ramakrishna says, if a man has the sweet remembrance of God continuously for 3 days, he will see God. That is. That will become a ruling passion, you know. If continuously for 3 days, continue. I don't think you want to leave now. So I have the sweet memories of God, that's all I do.